Governor Snyder spoke to farmers about how they can make more money. If they do earn more money, they still might not have enough land. Some farmers complain they can't compete with what real estate developers will pay, or they say the fields they wanted are already developed. So I asked Governor Snyder what he's doing to help.
I don't see a massive change in sprawl happening all of a sudden, because there's a lot of available lands within the cities. We do need to be thoughtful, and we do want to encourage people to do brownfield redevelopment in our urban areas, and we are going to stay focused on that. To actually help support that, one of my views is we talked about infrastructure and about the need to spend on more roads and bridges. My view is most of those dollars should go to reconstruction and maintenance and not to new construction.
The Michigan Planning and Zoning Center says about 100 subdivisions were halted because of the real estate and banking crash of 2008. The center says some of those home projects are being completed, but no new ones are being approved. Snyder says,
so if you start saying, my goal is to say, let's get things back in the core cities, let's invest more, let's do more brownfield, let's focus on that, let's put our dollars in infrastructure and redevelopment and reconstruction to keep that working well, you really create an environment to say it's not about continuing sprawl.
The opposite of sprawl is a city jammed with people on small lots and then bang, all of a sudden, pure farmland. Take a train from Paris or London and it'll hit you. Sprawl's illegal there. You can't turn farmland into McDonald's. But here in Michigan, according to the USDA, farmland is a hot commodity. Since last year, it rose in value 10% to $4,200 an acre. Farmers can't afford that, but developers can, and you, the taxpayer, are paying them to buy it. Snyder policies have not fueled urban revitalization. He cut the brownfield budget by 80%. And he didn't try and stop the new Latson Road interchange project along I-96 near Howell. He said,
well, again, the light switch doesn't flip overnight in terms of changing things. Usually projects like that have been in the works for probably 5 years. So again, this is to set a longer-term strategy that addresses it, and I think we're on a path to do that.
8 years ago, Howell residents told state representatives they needed a way to cross over the expressway to reach the car dealerships, grocery and drug stores stretching along Grand River Avenue from Brighton to Howell. Tom Sullivan was chairman of the Latson Road Interchange Coalition.
One can only wonder in abject confusion why our public policy would not be designed to encourage job creation and economic stimulation where an existing opportunity could serve as a catalyst for growth throughout the entire region.
Another Livingston County man at the hearing 8 years ago said money should not be spent to build new communities out of virgin ground.
Within Detroit, where you have already a developed area, it needs to be revitalized.
But this October, machines cut down hundreds of maple trees and ground them into wood chips. Road graders, bulldozers, and dump trucks are preparing 300 acres for pavement. The cost is $32 million. This man works at the site for the Michigan Department of Transportation.
They seem to be okay with what's going on. Some people are happy, some people are concerned, you know, because, you know, their trees have disappeared and, you know, it's a big change for everyone.
I did have a discussion with MDOT. You know, some of the projects were good and worthy projects. This one, however, stands out as how we're using our precious transportation money in an irresponsible way. The graders are out there creating an interchange, which is really a sprawl driver and a sprawl subsidy.
Tim Fisher heads the Transform Michigan Coalition. They want more money for rail. Fisher says the Howell Exit Project is being built for the previous generation of Michiganders.
It's hard to walk away from a project and say, we squandered a huge amount of resources in the past on some of these studies. However, we should cut our losses and not throw good money after bad. And that's really what we're faced with.
For Michigan Now, I'm Chris McCarris.